I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. We've got smartphones, smart speakers, even smart refrigerators these days. What about smart cities? They're trying to build one in Toronto. The project is being led by a Google affiliate, and though it's still in the planning stage, the project is causing a lot of controversy. The World's Lydia Amanolidou reports.
About a year ago, Dan Doktorov took the stage at a town hall meeting in Toronto.
Welcome to the stage, Dan.
Doktorov is the CEO of the Google sister company Sidewalk Labs. This was the first of a series of forums they organized to keep the Toronto community in the loop about what they wanted to create there, the world's first neighborhood built from the internet up.
Well, we started with a thought experiment, basically, is if you could create a city or a district or a neighborhood in the internet era, what would it be?
Doktorov told the crowd that his company had a plan. If they could bring together human-centered urban design and cutting-edge digital technology, they could get rid of some of the biggest headaches that come with living in a city. Traffic, expensive housing, public safety. Their vision was to create a neighborhood that would be connected, driven by data that would be used to improve almost every aspect of everyday life.
And so we then decided that what we wanted to do is find the perfect place to partner, to try and explore these ideas. And out of the entire world, the single place that we thought was the best was Toronto.
My first reaction is I do not think that tech corporations are the appropriate organizations to be managing our cities.
David Murakami Wood lives near Toronto and researches smart cities and surveillance at Ontario's Queen's University. He told me he remembers that forum well because it felt like
being lectured by a load of New Yorkers about how, you know, how Toronto could be better. And I think that put a lot of people's backs up in Toronto.
His biggest problem is how Sidewalk Labs ended up in Toronto. Last year, it responded to a request for proposals, an RFP, put out by a Canadian agency looking for partners and ideas to redevelop Toronto's waterfront. And it won. The tricky thing to understand here is that this agency that chose Sidewalk Labs, it's not a government agency exactly.
You know, that is not the way things should be done. There should be a participatory process which comes from the bottom up. It should be dealt with through democratic processes.
The agency we're talking about is called Waterfront Toronto. It's a public corporation created by the governments of Toronto, Ontario, and Canada. Its mandate is to develop a big chunk of land that sits on the edge of Lake Ontario. Sidewalk Labs won the bid to come up with plans for a small slice of that area.
We are standing in what is a parking lot, so there's a lot of nothing is part of the feature of where we are right now.
Bianca Wiley is the co-founder of an advocacy group called Tech Reset Canada. She walks through the 12-acre parcel of land that's about the size of 9 football fields where Sidewalk Labs is envisioning its futuristic neighborhood.
Autonomous vehicles have definitely been talked about in terms of building. If you can imagine buildings that are made of wood, because this is being talked about as something that's sustainable, different ways to have garbage systems, so having garbage robots.
Wiley is not a fan of this project, though. Far from it, actually. She's been opposed to it from the beginning.
And my first reaction was, we are in no way ready to manage this type of project where it's being, you know, discussed as a smart neighborhood where there's going to be sensors and data collection everywhere. We never talked about having a smart city. We never talked about being the test bed for research and development for a company that's a Google affiliate.
It's been more than a year since Sidewalk presented the first version of its plan for the neighborhood. But there are still a lot of questions about how the data of those who live and work in the neighborhood, or even just visit, how all their data would be collected and used. Several people have distanced themselves from the project or outright quit over these concerns. Anne Kavoukian is one of those people. She's the former Privacy Commissioner of Ontario, and she was approached early on to become a consultant on this project.
I was delighted because I want it to be a smart city of privacy, not a smart city of surveillance.
Kavoukian is not against data collection. But she said, when you have sensors, video cameras, and facial recognition technology operating 24/7, there's no opportunity for people to opt out.
You would know everybody who's going where, you know, driving along, license plate numbers, individuals going from point A to B at what times of day.
So she asked that all data be de-identified or anonymized. It could still be collected and used, but not connected to individual people. Sidewalk agreed, but the company told her they couldn't guarantee everyone else involved in the project would do the same.
And the minute I heard that, I knew I had to resign. I had to do it because I had to make a statement that this was not acceptable.
Sidewalk Labs is expected to release its final plan for the neighborhood early next spring. But some critics in Toronto say there's nothing that can be done to change their minds and that they want the project to be scrapped.
We see absolutely no reason to push the reset button and restart this process.
Christina Werner is with Waterfront Toronto. She told me she wishes critics understood one thing. This is not a done deal. It may turn out that Waterfront Toronto decides not to move forward with Sidewalk's plan for the neighborhood. Regardless of what happens, though, the experience in Toronto shows just how tricky it can be to bring a smart city online. For The World, I'm Lydia Manulidou.